Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Ellen Rohr back on the show. That's right. I know.
Yay!
Buckle your seatbelts, ladies and gentlemen. Pull them tight because the force of nature is back in the building, so to speak. Ellen is a longtime member of our brain trust. She's the bare bones biz plan lady. She's helped thousands, maybe a zillion business owners just like you and me get their best foot forward in the marketplace, especially with business planning, especially with management, and also the financial part. Because, Ellen, you've been up, you've been down. Up is better, isn't it?
Rich is better, Jim.
I've been up, I've been down. Up is better, no question about it.
I know, and I don't mean to make fun of anyone's personal situation, but this too shall pass.
That's right.
You know, you have control over some things in your life. In fact, you have control over one thing in your life, only one thing, and that's you and your behavior and your thoughts and your reactions, and that's enough.
Yep, I'll tell you, I look back now on those rough times and see them as a blessing.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you, you're never more creative, you're never more alive than when you think you won't be in business the next hour.
Do you know a guy named Mike Michalowicz?
No.
Wrote the Toilet Paper Entrepreneur.
Michalowicz, that sounded like an Irish Jewish name.
Yes, exactly. And he's terrific, but he's called the Toilet Paper Entrepreneur because he realized looking for toilet paper, he had to get creative. Terrible, but really funny name and a funny guy.
It's true. But anyway, thanks for being here. And one of the things that happens in a lot of businesses, and big businesses can handle it better than big small businesses because they got a lot of resources, a lot of people. But when you have chaos in a small business, that takes you down, doesn't it?
It does, and it really isn't a matter of more people. I think some people feel like, I'm so busy, I better hire someone. They bring someone on board, and they don't change their own behavior, and now they just have more chaos and more confusion.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you're a small company with this idea that, you know, if I had a team of 10, this would get easier, nothing will change until you change. And so developing the personal disciplines that are required to wrangle chaos in your own mind and your own life is what will create a resonating effect throughout your team. So
what does chaos look like in your mind when you think of chaos? What do you call it? Because some people might think what they have, which you and I would call chaos, they think is normal.
Well, the word distraction comes to mind, and I define a distraction as anything that takes you off your greater purpose. Now, keep in mind, sometimes that's a serendipitous interruption. Sometimes that's a shortcut to where you want to go.
Right.
So a distraction is anything that when you take a moment, you pause, you breathe, and you think, is this moving me where I want to go in the big picture? Should I follow this thread?
Mm-hmm.
Or do I need to shut that sucker down? Like teasing someone about what they have on at work is probably not a good use of everyone's time.
Right, unless it's my people teasing me and they get a kick out of that.
No, they don't. Tell them that you're not going to play.
When I think of chaos, I really think more of the causes than of the result. And when I think of chaos, I think of it as people who don't finish jobs. They start things, but they don't finish them. They don't get one problem all the way handled and out of the way, so that they're ready for the next one. And so what happens is they don't finish that solving that problem. And when the next one comes along, now they've got two problems to solve.
I've been studying up on this a little bit. I saw a report from a University of London or something. I've got the information if somebody wants it. But they said that when you multitask, which is what you're describing perhaps, mm-hmm. that you're trying to do too many things at once and you don't finish a task at a time,
mm-hmm.
that your IQ drops, to the point that you it looks like you've been smoking pot.
Yeah.
So there you go.
I'm not saying multitasking is a bad thing, neither is Ellen. But the point I'm, and I'm not saying you should only work on one project. I'm just saying that when you have a chance to wipe out a problem, to turn it into an opportunity, and you don't go ahead and finish it, you don't go ahead and just conquer it right now and get it off your desk, you will not be able to effectively handle the next one that comes along. And the result, Ellen, is chaos.
The result can be chaos. And so we've got some tips today for managing your behavior, for managing
your life. And when we come back, you're
going to
give us. When we come back, you're going to tell us those. She's got five of them, folks. You're not going to want to miss this. But crisis management is what creates chaos. When you move from one crisis to another, you manufacture chaos. Some people manufacture chaos. We're going to solve this with Ellen after these messages. 20 till the hour. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.